This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
And Victoria's Pride is a landmark program of pride events and projects which make up a statewide celebration of LGBTQIA+ communities.
And it all culminates into one full day and night street party in Melbourne's iconic Gertrude and Smith Street precinct. And it's happening in just a few weeks on Sunday, the 11th of Feb.
So here to tell us all about what's planned for the big day and night of fun filled with events is project and program manager, Bec Coohan. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Joy Brekkie.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome. Now, Victoria's Pride Street Party, previously known just as Melbourne Pride, it's been running a couple of years now. Can you give us a little bit of insight into how it came about?
Yeah, for sure. So it's now going into its third year, which is very exciting. It did start off as a once-off project, and that was in commemoration of the 40th anniversary of the decriminalisation of homosexuality in Victoria.
Of course, yes.
I love that it's continued to grow. And part of that is when we talk about that evolution, not just continue to happen, but also that name change from Melbourne's Pride to Victoria's Pride to represent a more diverse and inclusive part of our communities.
That's exactly right.
Was it a bit of a political thing to begin with as well? Because I kind of remember at the time Dan Andrews coming out and being like, you know, because of this, let's put on a big party. Is that how it kind of came about, or was it actually a lot of other people doing the work brought the suggestion to Dan and then, like...
Look, I'm not quite sure of the details and the inner workings of the event.
You got really specific, and I'm like, we should get Dan on the line and be like, Dan.
Like that, yeah.
Well, Dan did make the announcement, and look, I think it's pretty cool to see the support from the state government for the Midsummer Festival to allow it to grow in so many ways. It's more than just the 3 weeks now that happens every single year, which I think is pretty cool.
Mm. Now, your role is the project and program manager. What is involved in pulling off such a huge street festival?
Look, there is a lot to get through. We have a huge focus on community engagement. So we spend a lot of time with our residents and our traders, as well as making a really robust and diverse program, which can involve commissioned projects, which is really exciting to be able to do, to be able to kind of foster new ideas and make sure that some of the voices that might not be heard can be heard and faces can be seen.
Brilliant.
But we also have all the really intense logistics to think about. So that's working with all our, you know, public transport and permit officers and thinking all about how to keep people really safe on the day.
So you get to do...
It's no small feat. Yeah, there's a lot going on. But when you think about it, like, this is a day that closes off Gertrude Street and also Smith Street and other sections of the streets around there as well. So there's a lot to juggle there with transport and everything else, but there's also a lot happening as well. I have always loved it. Living on Smith Street, it's amazing. The buzz has already been happening. Like, the minute Midsummer Carnival starts, the community that live in the area are talking about Victoria's Pride.
Oh,
like,
definitely.
It's a constant thing where it's like, where are you going to be on the day? What's going on? Have you planned your outfit? Those conversations were starting before Carnival Day, which is a little bit exciting from a local community sector.
Now, Bec, you get to do both bits. You get to do the really fun stuff and also the boring permits and that sort of stuff. No offence, it is boring.
Yeah. But what, more power to you.
What
because,
is
yeah,
your favourite part of the planning process?
Oh, gosh. Look, working with such an array of artists is really exciting. Look, working with the Roads and Traffic Authority, also exciting.
But you heard it here first, everyone.
Working to create such a diverse program is really exciting and inspiring. And it's sometimes hard to remember when you're really, really busy working to pull it all together, that on the day, these are the things that really matter.
Well, we are going to find out just what is going to be in this year's programming right after this. We're speaking with Bec Coohan from Victoria's Pride Street Party. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
It's Rach and Dean with your daily dose of Joy Breakfast.
It's 17 minutes to 9 and we are getting our Victoria's Pride on.
We are joined by the project and program manager, Beck. Now, Beck, we were just about to get into the goodies. What is going to be involved in this year's festival? Who's in the lineup?
Oh, look, we've got a jam-packed program this year and we must recommend that you bring your dancing shoes.
Ooh.
There's a couple of opportunities there to get your boogie on.
Comfortable dancing shoes.
Correct.
Comfortable. You're going to be on your feet all day.
And we have to remember that the site is actually about 1 kilometre long.
Yeah.
So if you want to see everything, you've got to get your walk on.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So we do have Tom Nethersole performing this year.
Very exciting.
Great performer. Originally from Shepparton, really wonderful. And I want to remind everyone, there's 2 big stages.
Yes.
So there's a lot of acts.
That's right. And they're running from 11 a.m. right through until 9 p.m. So that's 10 hours of free entertainment across 2 stages.
So good.
But that also doesn't include the 3 DJ booths that we have set up throughout the area. This year we do have a couple of laneway activations that you should keep your eye out for.
Love.
That's exciting. Okay, who else? Who else can we look forward to?
We've got Jackie, who performed at the launch, actually. So beautiful singer-songwriter. And that is actually spelled J-X-C-K-Y.
Oh.
I was like, when I looked at that, I was like, I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm so glad when you said it, I was like, that's how. Okay, good.
Jackie.
We're welcoming Brendan McLean
from
Sydney.
Bless.
Brendan's so excited. Like the minute that went and it was able to announce, like we got a message being like, yay, so pumped in the Joy Breakfast Instagram. Very happy.
Oh, that's fantastic. Sometimes it's so hard to keep things quiet until you have to announce them, you know. You just really want to sing it.
Everyone's just sitting on edge waiting for the announcement to happen.
We've also got Lion performing, who you would have seen at Midsummer Launch, and Maya Vice coming to the stage for the first time Midsummer.
How incredible.
So good.
Now, we do have the Lost Girls returning, so that was a project from the first Melbourne Pride.
I love the Lost Girls so much. If you don't know who the Lost Girls are, what are you doing? You absolutely have to and have to see them on the J. A collection of lesbian musicians from many different bands in the 80s and 90s that have come together and just continue to play at Pride festivals and absolutely rock it.
Oh my gosh, stop.
That's right. As a 12-piece band,
it's so good.
It's quite a spectacle.
And they go off. Like, I'm right there screaming with them in the front row every time I see them perform. I love them.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
They're so popular. We had someone contact us last year actually to request a time change in the lineup so that they could attend.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, it was really sweet.
We did you change the entire lineup for that one person?
Look, it was a little late to do that last year, but this year we have shifted them to a later time slot so more people can see them.
Love it.
Oh, that's so good.
We'll also be welcoming the Latin American and Hispanic rainbow community for the first time. So they'll be presenting some Colombian traditional dance.
Yes,
and
hot,
then
sexy.
Running a Zumba workshop.
Oh,
and that'll
yes.
be happening also hot and sexy.
On the corner of Smith and Gertrude.
I'm down for that.
This is so exciting. It's so much fun.
Did you know that our content manager does Zumba every week?
Mm-hmm.
So guess who we're getting down on the corner of Smith and Gertrude?
Jackie's going to be showing us. Jackie's going to be showing us her moves. Look, there is so much that's happening. A couple of things I just want to ask about and touch on because it is a street party with a lot going on. What's accessibility like for people?
Look, we've got some really great options. We have a tactile tour being run that you can register for, and that's being run in collaboration with Vitae Veritas. We've got audio describers. There's also Auslan interpretation on both main stages.
Brilliant.
And Expression Australia will be there near the information tent in case anyone wants to access a roving interpreter.
That is so awesome.
How awesome is that? What a great offering. All right, Beck, it is almost time for the biggest party ever. Where are you going to be found on the day? What are you going to be doing?
I think a lot of people will be wondering where I'm going to be found on that day.
Running around like a headless chook.
I think last year I clocked up about 50,000 steps. So I will be canvassing the full perimeter and just checking that everything's running okay. I generally try to wear some sequins. Not that that will stand out amongst our crowd at Victoria's Pride, but I will definitely be there enjoying and soaking up the crowd.
Yeah, I still haven't decided what outfit I'm going to wear. And what I want to stress to everyone listening as you're heading into work or whatever you're doing with your family today is that, yes, we're mentioning a lot of the artists and a lot of the activations. It is a kilometre long in different spaces and things. So remember that there's spaces that are a little bit quieter, if that's your thing, with market stalls as well and information booths with community stalls. Also, families always love this and have a great time. Later in the day can be a little bit crazy. It starts from 11 o'clock, mm-hmm. and I can't stress enough how wonderful it is for families to be able to come right there at the start. It's not too crazy and busy, and be able to let the rainbow families or just families in general come and be a part of the amazing pride-filled joy that is Victoria's Pride.
And you can come say g'day to us as well, because Joy will have a stall there. We'll be doing a live broadcast mm-hmm. as well. And look, one of my highlights last year was just walking down the street and seeing a drag queen getting ready in a window. So there's things hidden around every corner. Beck, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us this morning. You can get involved with all the fun of Victoria's Pride Street Party on the 11th of February, and it's all free.
Yep, from 11 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock. You can find out more information at the Midsummer website. And you know what, Beck, before you go, we're picking between two songs for Joy's Pride March playlist to be played. They're 90s bangers. Here are the two songs. Celebration by Kylie Minogue. And also Spice Up Your Life by Spice Girls. We have been putting the call out to our listeners, and we've got a mixed response. Which is your pick for us to boogie down the street on Pride March?
Look, it's going to have to be Spice Girls for me.
Oh, another knock on the belt, yes, for Spice Girls. Well, everyone, you've got just under 10 minutes to get your vote in. Let us know on 0427 569 949.
Or email onair@joy.org.au. And just in case she doesn't win this vote, here's some Kylie Minogue now. Hold on to now. You're on Joy Breakfast. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.